Bienvenue et bonjour les amis, les élèves, our pals, welcome to French Pod, America.
And I'm Amory. Hi everyone.
And this is a newbie lesson. We're going to learn some more basics today to ask somebody where they live.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about cities.
Sure, yeah.
Today the city we're going to focus on is London.
Londres.
Because we're having the theme month this month all about London. So how do you say London?
Londres.
Londres. This dialogue, we're in an airplane. Now sometimes you get stuck next to people you don't really want to sit next to. Sometimes you sit next to some interesting people. One thing's for sure, a lot of times that might be a place you get to practice foreign languages like French.
Yeah.
This is the type of thing that you probably talk about is, hey, where are you from? Where do you live?
No.
What do you say in London?
À Londres.
À Londres.
Right.
Okay, here's the dialogue three times. Do your best to try to figure out what they're saying, and afterwards we're going to come back and translate it and break everything down and tell you everything that happened.
Dialogue first time.
Où habites-tu ?
À Londres.
Dans le centre-ville ?
Oui, près de Big Ben.
Dialogue, second time.
243 en direction de Paris.
Où habites-tu ?
À Londres.
Dans le centre-ville ?
Oui, près de Big Ben.
Dialogue, third time.
Où habites-tu ?
À Londres.
Dans le centre-ville ?
Oui, près de Big Ben.
Okay, first let's translate, shall we ?
Yep. Où habites-tu ?
Where do you live ?
Où habites-tu ?
Where do you live ?
Où habites-tu ? À Londres.
In London.
À Londres.
In London.
À Londres. Dans le centre-ville.
Inside the city center.
Dans le centre-ville.
Downtown.
Dans le centre-ville. Oui, près de Big Ben.
Yes, close to Big Ben.
Oui, près de Big Ben.
Yes, near Big Ben.
Oui, près de Big Ben.
Now, you might have noticed, it's not always the exact same translation. Don't let that worry you. There's more than one way to say in English what there's one way to say in French, for example.
Yeah.
So these two are talking. Want to find out a little information, make a little small talk. So you want to ask where the other person lives. What'd they say?
Où habites-tu?
So these two people must be around the same age.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Or they've already been talking for a while. This is the middle of their conversation.
That's right.
How do we know this?
Because they use tu.
When they said you, right?
Which is informal, as we said.
Because otherwise, you'd want to use the vous form.
That's right.
Now, the word here, habiter, mm-hmm. is to say to live.
Right.
But that means to reside. More like your location when you're talking about habiter in a house, in a city, in a place.
That's right, yeah. They want to know où.
Where?
Mm-hmm.
So say the whole phrase now.
Où habites-tu?
So where does he live?
À Londres.
À Londres. Mm-hmm. London is one of the few cities that has a different name in French than it does in English.
Yeah, that changes.
Right? And the word à, this is the word that you use when you talk about in a city.
That's correct, yeah.
Let's practice this a little.
Mm-hmm.
Où habite the French president?
Nicolas Sarkozy habite à Paris.
How you French folks say Paris.
Or dear capital.
Paris. Okay. Okay, let me ask you another one.
Mm-hmm.
Où habite the American president?
À Washington.
Let me ask you a harder one. Où habite the president of Russia?
À Moscou.
Moscou. And what about the prime minister of England?
À Londres.
Like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, so now we're back to the city at hand, Londres.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants a little detail of exactly où à Londres this guy lives.
Dans le centre-ville?
Literally, inside the city center.
Right.
Let's start at the end. How do you say city?
Ville.
What about city center?
Centre-ville.
But not just any centre-ville.
Le centre-ville.
The city center. Mm-hmm. So it's masculine. And then if you want to be even more specific, inside the city center.
Dans le centre-ville.
Dans. It's another way to say in. It means like inside something.
Mm-hmm.
So does he habite dans le centre-ville?
Oui, près de Big Ben.
Près de is how we say like near or close to something. We say près de something.
Right.
Add that de in there.
So for example now.
Okay.
America is près de Canada.
Or England is près de la France.
Mm-hmm. And therefore, Paris, Paris as we say in France, is près de Londres.
And this guy habite près de Big Ben, dans le centre-ville, à Londres. Now let's listen to that dialogue 3 more times.
Dialogue, first time.
243 en direction de Paris.
Où habites-tu ?
À Londres.
Dans le centre-ville ?
Oui, près de Big Ben.
Dialogue, second time.
243 en direction de Paris.
Où habites-tu ?
À Londres.
Dans le centre-ville ?
Oui, près de Big Ben.
Dialogue, third time.
243 en direction de Paris.
Où habites-tu ?
À Londres.
Dans le centre-ville ?
Oui, près de Big Ben.
Okay, we're back now.
Sounds more like a geography class today.
It is. The vocabulary in here is just essential city stuff that we can use for any city. So why don't we do some variations of this dialogue? We're going to pretend like if I could live anywhere. So let's say we're living in the place of our dreams. Hey, Amri, où habites-tu?
À New York.
Oh yeah? Dans le centre-ville?
Oui, près de Central Park. Honestly, I'm not lying. That's a real dream.
Really?
Yeah. Où habites-tu?
À Paris. I miss it.
Oh.
I want to go back.
Dans le centre-ville?
Ah, mais oui, definitely. Dans le centre-ville. Près de Notre-Dame, the church. Because that's really dans le centre-ville, right?
You cannot be more central, I think, in Paris.
I think so. Right. And so, we have groups we created on Frenchpod.com. If you're learning French, you live in London, you can come join a group and meet other people in your area that are learning French, too. And you don't have to only be à Londres to participate, right?
Of course not. We mentioned so many cities here on this podcast.
Yeah, you could be from Paris, New York.
Moscou.
For example, or you can start a new group anywhere you are, whether you live dans le centre-ville or not. You can find some people who habite près de you and start a group, get to know each other, or share interests. It's a really cool thing. So it's at Frenchpod.com.
So that's the end of the lessons for today.
Merci.
À bientôt.
Au revoir.